what we'd like to do now is to move into a meditation and then have a channel from Kryon. So I invite you to gift this moment to yourself. So this is going to be the theme of this meditation. What is it that you can gift to yourself that you receive as a gift? And for now, it is gifting ourselves time to be with ourselves and to let all other distractions fade away. Each of us have things in our life that require our focus attention. Each of us have beautiful loved ones in our life that require our focus and attention. But you are included in requiring your own focus and attention. So let's use this time in this moment to focus your awareness, your attention and your presence into the very core of who you are. And what gifts do you wish to bestow upon you in this focus and awareness and attention? Would you like to give yourself more love? Perhaps you didn't receive enough love during the day. Would you like to gift yourself a virtual hug? Maybe you didn't receive enough hugs, so you can gently squeeze and hug yourself as a gift you bestow. What about a smile? Did you not receive enough smiles? You can really give yourself a beautiful smile. And when you smile, your whole entire body responds in joy at that smile. And so whatever it is that you wish to gift yourself, this is your opportunity to do so. And following this moment of time out for yourself, let us now receive the gift of a channeled message from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. This is the beginning of a teaching series. I tell you this because this particular teaching will be available to all, as all of the channelings are, but so that you know the order of things and what we're going to do. It is something that I've wished to do for some time. I have a story to tell you. And some of you who have been with me for a very long time and know the energy that I represent, know that I am indeed in love with humanity. And as I say, for good reason, something is happening on this planet. This is something that was always the potential, dear ones, always. The reason I'm here giving loving messages to you, not just of hope, but messages that say, this is something that is expected, and it's here. And that something is called evolutionary consciousness. And an evolutionary consciousness will bring with it the evolution of you, your soul, what you can do, how you feel, and a changing planet. For years, we have told you that this evolutionary consciousness of yours, a consciousness which is going to become more kind, a consciousness which is eventually going to change almost everything you do and how you do it. This consciousness comes with something else, a reaction by those who don't want it, who see the light on this planet as something horrible and awful because it will disrupt everything that they're doing. These are the ones who are invested in the dark consciousness, a non-evolved consciousness, the consciousness of corruption and negativity. And all the things that have been the stipend, as you might say, of consciousness with humanity forever, for years. This is a paradigm shift. It's a change in actual human nature. Do you think that's possible? You're seeing it already. You take a look at that which is happening on the planet in these times, and there's two reactions, basically. A polarization of attitude with humans. The ones who are starting to awaken as old souls and have expected change. And these will look at it and go, finally, it is here. I recognize it. I am part of it. I'll do everything I can to learn more. And the other reaction is those who awaken and are afraid of it. And because it seems to stir up old energy and even has perhaps caused a war, which you thought you were done with, it's frightening. It's frightening in so many areas of those who want to establish their human rights, that they matter, and watching the pushback of even the most intelligent principles, you might say, that are so self-evident that you deserve to be here and respected. And there are those who will push back on that and say, no, you don't, because of this or that, because the culture doesn't allow it, or perhaps even that the spiritual system doesn't allow it. And that's when you start to question the spiritual system or even the cultural rules. And you begin to ask the questions that have never been asked before, or if they have, it's been very quiet. And the question is this correct? Should there be something bigger, perhaps, that I wasn't told? Is it time for everyone to think differently and for the sun to come out and illuminate human nature and humanity itself with something new? Indeed, this is new, and it comes with new attitudes and new things. I'm going to even go so far, it comes with new tools. It does. Evolutionary tools. You're going to see this taught by those teachers of the day. New ways of doing things. This particular channel is a review, if you've heard me before. If you haven't, it might not be a review. It might be startling. It might be controversial, because I'll give you the first tool. There are many tools. There are 12 main ones, and I'm going to expose at least 8 of them. And there are some that have to be recognized first in order to then evolve to understand the next ones. The circle of 12, in a few moments, will take you to a new room where those tools will be stacked up and ready for you to take and explained even better than I am now. The first tool that is new, that I'm going to say to you, is extremely controversial, is one that I talked about now for more than 30 years. It's primary. And that's what makes it controversial. It's part of belief systems that we are changing. Dear one, it's time to understand that when you evolve in consciousness, certain kinds of old energy processes can go away, can be put on the shelf because you're done with them. And one of them is called karma. You heard it. What is karma? I have told you before, it's an energy that is within you based upon your past and those of your ancestors' past, sometimes based on even your cultural past, that pushes you to do things. Some of it is very simple to see, where you'll be in neighborhoods where policemen become policemen and their children become policemen and the whole neighborhood is known for that, or firemen, or doctors, or nurses. It's karmically there, and the children feel it growing up and naturally simply go for it again because they were before. And the karmic family is one who then will foster that. It's a very interesting thing to watch, karma. Karma also represents unfinished business, not just a continuation of an energy, but something perhaps you didn't finish the first time. You come into the planet and you're pushed into a place that will help you then finish it. There is a reason in an old energy for karma, because it pushes and pulls you around naturally, intuitively, to places perhaps you need to be in order for things to happen for you that you need. Suddenly, an evolved consciousness releases anything that might push or pull you and puts you in charge completely without another energy interfering. You might say karma was needed when a consciousness was a lower consciousness and not as evolved, not as eloquent. And now suddenly there's a sophistication and eloquence and intelligence that you start to realize, I can do anything. I don't need the karma to push and pull me around. In fact, it's in the way. I don't need it. And you'll be right. You don't. And so we say to all of you listening now, it's time to drop it. Now, it doesn't simply go away because you showed up. It goes away as a tool of droppage, if you wish. And that means this: you actively get rid of it. Otherwise, it'll simply stay there, assuming that you don't have intent to clear it. But you do, and you might be hearing about it right now. Sometimes, dear ones, the very awakening to this new energy, the very acknowledging of who you are and the evolvement that's taking place, sometimes that automatically clears it and it's gone. And you realize, I am not going to be pushed and pulled around by any past experience, because this is a new me. This soul of mine has come in enlightened. And my path is my own, and I will create what I wish without an interfering energy of karma. And then it goes away. But some of you are just finding out about this, and you may be facing questions. Why is this happening to me? Why do I always go here and do this? Why is this always pressing on me? Is that you? Well, it's time to do something that I'll tell you about right now. It's easy, and it works. Dear Spirit, I recognize an awakening in me, a freedom of my soul, an advancement in my light, an evolution in my consciousness. I hereby drop all energies that don't belong, and that includes past karmas that might have pushed me into areas that are now inappropriate for my life, and instead, I am in control of my future. I will visualize the things that will happen on my path. And it will not be some energy of completion or something that I have done in the past that needs to be done again. For I'm now on a new track, a new future. The light is shining and it never did before. I hereby drop my karma. Oh, is it that simple? It is. Because that energy will listen to the mastery within you, old soul. You're not asking for anything. You are making a statement as a master, and it happens. We'll talk more about this new tool a little later in this program. Understand your mastery, dear one. This belongs to you, part of you. I am Kriya, in love with humanity. And so it is.